So a sport of tent pegging, you may have heard of it, but you might not know a great deal about it. And my endeavour to talk about all things local sport, I thought we would have a chat about it today. Joining us is the president of the Australian Tent Pegging Association, Andrew McIntyre. How are we doing today, Andrew?
Yeah, well, thank you.
First of all, tell us a little bit about, for those that don't know, what is tent pegging?
It's an equestrian sport for a start. It comes from the old military days. There is a little bit of confusion as to where it started, or the Indians claim it in India, and when warfare was carried out on elephants, and they would send mounted soldiers at the elephant and try and spear them between the toes to slow them down.
Ooh,
that's one claim, and then it became it moved on into the mounted military forces when horses were used in war and swords and bayonets and lances. And the one of the main stories we hear now is that they used to gallop the horses through the camping soldiers, the tents, and their aim was to remove the pegs out of the tents on a galloping horse, and the tents would, of course, collapse on the sleeping enemy. This was mostly carried out on daylight raid, and then the foot soldiers were able to attack with all the confusion.
Yeah.
So then to train riders, of course, for that, they just simply putting a peg in the ground, and then it evolved from there. And of course, it's carried on out on four horses. Section is the old military term, and so then it just evolved into a sport.
So I dare say doing it with the tents is a lot easier than with the elephants. That according to the Indians, that would make competition a bit simpler for you.
I think anyone charging at an elephant, it was probably a kamikaze mission, I would have thought.
I would thoroughly agree with you. And so we've got tent pegging clubs all around the Upper Hunter, do we?
Yeah, it's scattered throughout Australia, particularly on the eastern side of Australia, Queensland through to Victoria. But there is a lot quite a lot in the Hunter Valley area, sort of from Newcastle through to the Queensland border, up through the Tablelands here where I am.
Yep.
The Hunter Valley seems to be the heart of it. It does shift around a bit.
We, in fact, had the Australian Championships at Mary Ward just recently.
Yeah, that's correct, last weekend.
That's and they come around on a yearly basis, do they?
Yeah, an annual basis, yeah, and they do shift around a little bit. It was held at Scone at the Horse Festival for about, please don't quote me on this, 5 to 6 years. Then 21, it moved to Gilgandra. And then we moved it back to Mary Ward because we wanted to be as central as we could be and for the southern and the northern teams. And as I said, it's so popular through the Hunter Valley that it seemed pretty obvious to try and move it back into the Hunter Valley.
Andrew, you got a rough idea of how many competitors were involved in Mary Ward?
We had 11 senior teams, which is 44 senior riders, and then we also had 10 juniors. So we had in excess of 50 riders.
And also, it's a part of the competition at the Royal Easter Show?
It's a huge event at the Sydney Royal, and it's a quality, you can't just go and compete there in the tent pegging. You have to qualify. Qualifying events held in October, and then you'll get five teams out of that qualifying event. Well, then you get to compete the following Sydney Royal.
Aside from somebody having a horse, I assume, what's the other part of becoming involved in tent pegging if someone was interested?
Well, you can start out with those competitions like last weekend. We don't need to have to be in a team. Just to get you started, you can come and compete individually. There's individual events.
Right.
You can ride in a pair if you had two people interested. And then as time goes by, you may get more people interested to join up with you, or we can start placing you in with people that are in the same situation.
Okay. How did you get involved in tent pegging, Andrew?
A long time ago, through the Pony Club movement. And we won't discuss how long ago, but I would just say a long time.
I dare say it's something that you must enjoy, given your role in the association.
Yeah, it's been a bit challenging, with the COVID and everything like that. But, everything seems to be starting to roll along good now. And, we can see our numbers and our sport really building again now. I think all sports struggle through the COVID, we've seen a big move in our juniors. We've anticipated the New South Wales Championships in October. We'll have sort of around 25 juniors. So that's where it all starts. We've got to get those little fellas involved, and We had him down as young as 6 year old competing at Millwall. So, you know, it's sort of, you know, all good for the future.
Is it a real community type of sport? I get the impression that it's not just a matter of turn up and be a part of the day. It sounds like it's a real weekend event.
Oh, yeah. You know, that particularly last weekend, that kind of event lasts for 2 days, you know, so a lot of people arrived on you know, Friday morning through the day Friday, and then you're sort of, you're committed there at the showground until Sunday afternoon. And a lot of these competitors travel from a long way, you know. Your Victorians, you're looking at a 8 to 10 hour trip, and myself from Glenelg, you know, back up the hill and all sorts of things. It takes me the best part of 6 hours to get right back to my place. So there's a bit of travelling involved, but everybody's pretty used to that.
If anybody would like to get involved in tent pegging, is there a website or a Facebook page they should go and check out?
Facebook page. Australian Tent Pegging Association Facebook page is the best way. The girl operating that Facebook page, actually my daughter, she just passes on any message to any of us on the executive, and we go from there,
Well, if you would like to be a part of tent pegging, that's the way to go about it. Andrew McIntyre, thank you very much for stopping to have a chat to us about your sport.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.